Welcome back to the second hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. In the background, we hear the outstanding Kol Nidre written by Max Bruch, Misha Elman on the violin, a 1962 recording. Well, it's that time of year already. It was just yesterday. Time is flying by too quickly. The holidays are here. Slichus, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And certainly this is the time when the Chazan shines, when the selections are just so outstanding, and the recordings are excellent. This show will be getting you ready for the forthcoming holidays, and I'll be featuring Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Slichus prayers for the next 6 weeks. As a matter of fact, in 3 weeks, September 4th and September 11th, I'll be presenting some outstanding recordings of live Slichus davenings. And in the weeks before and thereafter, there'll be a mix of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Slichus prayers. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. Well, people often ask me, who's my favorite cantor? And that's a rough one. I have some favorites, as you know. You've been listening to me these 40 years that I've been on the radio and on the internet. So you pretty much have an idea of, of who my favorites are. But there's not just favorite cantors, there's favorite selections. And I would say one of my most favorite is the one I'm going to be playing right now by Leib Glantz. This is Ki Hine Kachomer. Ki Hine Kachomer. Let me just get to the translation and be with you in 1 second. It's like the clay in the hand of the potter. He expands it at will and contracts it at will. So are we in your hand, O preserver of kindness. Like the stone in the hand of the cutter, he grasps it at will and smashes it at will. So are we in your hand, O source of life and death. And it goes on, like the axe head in the hand of the blacksmith, he forges it at will and removes it at will. So are we in your hand, O supporter of poor and destitute. Okay, this is the classic Ki Hine Kachomer by Leib Glantz.
The old Tefen.
Just beautiful, just so, so outstanding. We're coming to another prayer of Leib Glantz. This comes after Unasana Tokef and the Barosh Hashanah. We have the prayer Ki Kashimcha. And in that, we have Emes Ki Atah Hu Yotzram. I'm just working technical problem. A little technical problem. This will be Emes Ki Atah Hu Yotzram. It is true that you are their creator and you know their inclination, for they are flesh and blood. A man's origin is from dust and his destiny is back to dust. At risk of his life, he earns his bread. He is likened to a broken shard, withering grass, a fading flower, a passing shade, a dissipating cloud, a blowing wind, flying dust, and a fleeting dream. Wow. gets you thinking on that one, doesn't it? Anyway, let's hear Leib Glantz with Emes Ki Atah Hu Yotzram.
Oh,
Leib Glantz, perhaps a little underappreciated, but he was fantastic. Okay, from the prayer of Al Yedei Avodecha HaNeviim, we find Habein Yaker Li Ephraim, V'ne'emar Habein Yaker Li Ephraim. And it is said, is Ephraim my most precious son or a delightful child, that whenever I speak of him, I remember him more and more and more. Well, he's talking, of course, about the Jewish people there. Okay, let's go to Yaakov Motzen with Habein Yaker Li. Yaakov Motzen, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're in the mood for these fantastic selections that I'll be playing, not just tonight, but the next six nights, preparing you for the holidays, getting you in that that mood. Okay. We're going to feature something I don't think I've ever really featured the whole album, but this will be a Moshe Oysher Kol Nidre recording, and Barry Gray is the commentator, the announcer, and I trust you'll find it of interest. I'd certainly love to get your feedback on it. So for the next 40 or so minutes, we're going to be playing this special of Moshe Oysher and Abe Nadel Choir.
It is the eve of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. As evening casts its shadows over the earth, ushering in the most solemn day of the year, we join with our fellow men throughout the world in prayer and in meditation. The cantor, wearing a beautiful robe of white linen, walking solemnly through the aisles of the synagogue, chanting a verse from the Book of Psalms. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Following the cantor carry white mantled Torahs, sacred scrolls which contain the five books of Moses, written by hand, Torahs crowned with shining silver bells, tinkling as they're carried like voices in a heavenly symphony. Cantor approaches the ark and ascends to the center pulpit. The rabbi and the elders group around him, holding the Torahs. The cantor is now about to begin the solemn declaration of sanction. Divine sanction of this holy congregation, we declare it now lawful to pray together with those who have transgressed.
Yes.
Amidst a hushed, breathless silence, the chanting of Kol Nidre. This prayer has as its theme the sincere longing for a clear conscience, the release from the feeling of guilt, and the desire to be absolved from vows made under duress or in haste.
Oh, God! Yom Kippurim.
This poignant melody of Kol Nidre is not the work of a composer. It is a conglomeration, rather, of countless generations, expressing their cries and prayers in different periods of history. Echoing through the corridor of time, we hear the sobbing of Israel during many inquisitions and massacres. In these mournful strains, we feel the agony which our people suffered at the hands of cruel oppressors. Mingled with the sorrowful theme of the music, we can also hear the thrilling notes of Israel's unconquerable spirit. Doubt or despair shall never crush our hope as we pray for the day when prejudice and violence shall vanish from the face of the earth, when all mankind will learn to live together in unity, in understanding, in peace. And all the congregation of Israel shall be forgiven, together with the stranger who dwells among them. For the people have all transgressed unknowingly.
Thank you.
Pardon, O Lord, the iniquities of our people, according to thy great mercy. Given according to thy word. Are replaced in the ark one by one as this sacred ceremony is concluded. The ark is closed and the catter is ready to begin the evening prayer. Praised be thou, O Lord, God, King of the world, who with his word brings on the evening twilight and opens the gates of heaven with his wisdom. He creates day and night, rolling away the light from before the darkness, and the darkness from before the light. O eternal God, mayest thou rule over us to all eternity. Love, thou hast loved the house of Israel, thy people, teaching us thy Torah, thy statutes, thy commandments. Therefore, O Lord, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will rejoice in thy commandments. They are our very life, and the length of our days, and we will continue to meditate on them day and night. Shema, the first prayer of innocent childhood and the last utterance of the dying, the rallying cry by which 100 generations in Israel were welded together into one brotherhood, the watchword for the myriads of martyrs from the time of the Crusades to the wholesale slaughters in the gas chambers of Dachau.
Shema!
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Well, we're midway through the album of Moshe Osher Yom Kippur service, and you know that Barry Gray is the narrator, as I mentioned, and the choir is Nadel. Okay.
Ya'aleh, may our supplications ascend at nightfall. Omnum Cain. It is written in the form of an alphabetical acrostic with rhythmic phrasing.
Bye.
Proclaim thy word, O Lord. Solachti, I have forgiven. Voice that sighs, tear-filled eyes do not spurn, weigh and pause, plead our cause and return. Solachti, I have forgiven. This beautiful Paiute emphasizes man's dependence on his Maker and pleads for God's mercy. The poem compares man to clay that lies between the fingers of God, the craftsman. At God's will, he forms and shapes according to his fancy. Ki hine kachomer.
Oh,
Ark is opened once more, we hear the eternal cry of an eternal people. A wail heard many times throughout the ages. Through many centuries of religious persecution and intolerance. The voice of the cantor praying for the people. Shema Kolenu, hear our voice, O Lord.
Kabei Berachmim Vratzoim Berachmim Vratzoim Es Tefil Hoseinu Yashivinu Hashem Ilecho
Cast us not aside when strength fails us. Turn not away from us when we attain old age.
Moisha Oysher, Abe Nadel Choir, Barry Gray was the narrator, and this is Charlie Bernhout. A little different. Forthcoming weeks will certainly have very, very appropriate prayers for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Slichas. Thanks for joining with me. If you have any comments or requests, cbjmusic@aol.com. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Shalom.